Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your
country. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans. We are the last Americans.
Hello, hello, hello.
What is up, everybody?
What's going on, people? Oh, Christopher, are you ready for World War III, baby?
I mean, is anybody really? Is anybody?
I mean, I feel like we've been in World War III. You know what I mean? It's contentious.
Yeah.
The world civil war almost.
It is escalating quite intensely, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, indeed, dude. But I mean, are you shocked?
No, yes little, and no, I guess. I don't know. I guess the Ukraine part of it is pretty much done, right?
I think so.
Like nobody's
I haven't heard about Ukraine in 10 years.
Nobody's said a fucking thing about it in a long time.
Where have they gone? You know what I mean?
Well, I guess, what's his name? What's the leader's name? What's his name?
Oh, fucking green pants.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, whatever his name is.
I can't even remember his name. It's been so long since I've been
I know. Wow. Jeez. Zelensky.
Zelensky. Yeah, that's what it was. I guess he came out and said the other day, like, they need more money again.
And oh, of course.
If they don't get more money, like, Ukraine's going to lose the war.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, like, whenever they have these omnibus, like, we got to pay for war for other country bills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They always include Ukraine, but they also include Israel. Mm. No one ever talks about this. Like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is out there saying, we got to stop sending these omnibus bills over to Ukraine. And I'm like, well, what about Israel?
Yeah.
Like, why are you not bringing them up? And then everybody else, like Republican media is talking about, oh yeah, we keep on sending Ukraine money. And I'm like, we're sending Israel money too. I mean, geez.
Yeah. So. I mean, the Israel thing, I guess sending them money doesn't really surprise me because we've always been kind of in a deal with Israel.
Like, yeah. Kind of like they've owned our ass pretty much.
So like sending them money doesn't surprise me because that's kind of just how it's been.
Yeah. Did you hear Donald Trump admit that, our Congress used to be owned by Israel, and rightfully so. He said that.
Owned by Israel. What do you mean?
Like heavily influenced, like politicians used to be persuaded and owned by Israel. It was an interesting clip.
Not surprising.
I'll see if I can find it. Israel owns Congress. Dude, it was like what? That's a good thing? What are we doing
here?
Well,
it's never a good thing if your representative, so-called representatives, are owned by anyone else.
And like a different country, you know what I mean? Because like, hello, what about the American people? Yeah, I just bookmarked it. Okay. Adam Green, no more news. He talks a lot about this. He's a staunch atheist. So he's an interesting fellow.
Well, you know, the biggest thing.
Yeah, so this show, this was on, I forget this guy's name.
It's just Trump on. It's just Trump on the phone. So I'll just play the audio.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's fine. You can play the clip of his show. It's fine.
Oh. Okay.
The change I've seen in Congress is Israel literally owned Congress. You understand that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and it was so powerful. It was so powerful. And today it's almost the opposite. You have between AOC and Omar and these people that hate Israel. They hate it with a passion. They're controlling Congress, and Israel is not a force in Congress anymore. It's just amazing. I've never seen such a change. And we're not talking about over a very long period of time, but I think you know exactly what I'm saying. They had such power. Israel had such power, and rightfully, over Congress, and now it doesn't. It's incredible, actually. Mm-hmm. Well, you know the biggest change.
Okay, yeah. So, like, rightfully so. That was the Ari Hoffman show, by the way. But rightfully so, Israel had control over our Congress.
I don't understand what he means by rightfully so.
Yeah, I know. And of course, Ari Hoffman didn't even say, "What do you mean by that? Like, what are you talking about, bro?"
Well, do you know what happened? Like, because that clip ended, he didn't even really respond. Did he respond to any of that, or?
There was no further topic. I mean, it was just like going on to the next thing here. Oh. So yeah, I'm just like, what?
That's weird that he would say owned.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Well, and like, so Israel's being attacked by Iran. Iran attacked Israel, there's just so much going on with the whole thing. You never know who's telling the truth.
Yeah.
There's so many sides. I mean, what was it like? The first casualty in war is the truth. Isn't that right, Dave?
Yo. Yeah.
That's right. Yo. What up, bro?
Dave just got here, guys. He was at work. And we're kind of talking about the whole Israeli shit right now.
Okay.
A little bit.
Yeah. Israel. Israel and Iran.
Literally just got started on it. So
Israel and Iran. Okay. What about?
Oh, just about the attacks intensifying and all that shit
going on. Well, yeah, they're pretty much going to war. Yeah. So pretty much like Israel did something to Iran on accident, quote unquote. So Iran retaliated by bombing Israel. And then that was like the Iron Dome. I don't know if you've seen like the clips going around where Israel.
I've seen the videos of like them, like, what is it called? Intercepting.
Yeah.
The missiles and shit. And they were getting like 99% of all the missiles being launched in.
Yeah. And then so essentially Israel is now saying that there's an imminent attack going to happen on Iran, and they canceled all flights to the area.
Well, what's his name? Came out. I'm so bad with like officials' names. He's ahead of something important that's going on and dealing with.
Just
this
call him Billy.
This
Billy
Jean. Bill guy. Apparently they're going to retaliate, but they're going deep inside Iran. So they're actually going to go into Iran.
Oh, so like a war.
Yeah. So like it's not just going to be firing missiles anymore. It kind of sounds like there's going to be troop and military movement.
Yeah.
Which,
dude, I mean, I'm not surprised.
I don't think that's going to end up well for anybody.
No. And I think US is going to get involved. And I don't know if they're going to have like a draft or any of that shit. You know, I've heard like X-22 saying, "Oh, there's going to be a draft. Just wait till there's a draft." I'm like, fucking like slow the roll, bro. Like there's not going to be a draft. Even if there was, like no one would go. Well, maybe someone.
I don't think they're bringing a draft, man. This isn't worth it. No. I don't know. I don't think we're getting involved. Honestly, I don't see us getting involved. With it. We're involved with Ukraine, but are we really involved? You know what I mean? Like financially? Sure.
We are involved in the Israeli shit. We have planes and stuff over there.
I understand that to an extent, but going into Iran is a different ballgame.
That's where I was saying, like, it's kind of stepped up a notch because now, like, people going into another country, this is another war in itself now.
Yeah. Well, do you guys remember, like, this was what, like 90s? General Wesley Clark? He came out and revealed like the fucking plan, dude, to invade the world, like 7 countries in 5 years, pretty much. And he said Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran. And now we're finally getting into Iran, it like by proxy, you know, via Israel, but it's kind of fulfilling that whole, let's take over the fucking world, you know?
I don't want any of those countries. <I'm> just,
I don't like, either.
If that's what you're shooting for, I don't even believe them based off the fact those are shitty countries, dude.
Hey, you know, but I mean, they have a lot of oil, don't they?
I mean, so I don't know if Saudi Arabia, Iran, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if Iran has a lot of oil. I'm not sure.
I think it does.
I bet they have oil.
Yeah, Iran, Iraq, yeah.
Sure. I mean, we have oil. Like, does Canada have oil? You know, like, I'm just saying, I think a lot of people have oil capabilities.
For sure.
They're not but Saudi Arabia.
For sure. But, like, the countries that have oil threaten to go off the dollar, the U.S. dollar, and start their own monetary system. And that's usually when we go to war with them. You know what I mean? Because they want everybody combined to be on the petrodollar, which is, I think, backed by the U.S. dollar.
So Iran is number 7 on the list of highest oil production.
Hmm. Well, I mean, nonetheless, I think that, like, if you got oil, like, then you have this reserve of, like, natural resource to make a profit, no matter how you want to go about it. But I think that's what happened with Syria. Gaddafi?
Hmm.
Was he Syria or was he a different
Gaddafi
country?
Was, no, it wasn't Syria.
What was he?
Libya.
Libya.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what happened with him is he started threatening people like, hey, I'm going to start my own currency and I got a shitload of oil. And I guess like the country was thriving. And then all of a sudden there was a coup and he got a stick shoved up his ass and he was killed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, live streamed it, dude.
Yeah, that's fucked up. I mean, it's
brutal.
Here's the thing, though. Iraq, do they have oil?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. They do. Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's the same principle, though. This is where I have a hard time with this because they always, and Trump said it himself, right? Like, we go to these countries, we spend all this fucking money, and we leave with nothing. So if this was really about oil, like you keep saying, it's about Syria, they have oil, Iran has oil. We didn't take advantage of that oil when we were in Iraq for 20 fucking years, 30 years. We didn't take advantage of that when we were in Afghanistan.
Guarantee we did.
No, we didn't. Like, we didn't get anything out of that.
What do you mean?
We just left. It's we just left everybody there. We left everything there.
Well, it's not about, it's not about, like, tapping their oil reserves. It's not about getting their oil. It's about stopping them from starting their own currency. That's what it's all about.
Dude, I'm not... I just don't buy into that shit. Like starting their own currency. You know what I'm saying? Like China has their own currency, don't they?
Sweden
has their own currency.
But I don't know. I've just heard that like when it comes to the World Bank, mm-hmm. China is like a player in the World Bank.
Of course they are. Yeah.
And so like when you look at the big long list of all these banks that kind of are backed by the World Bank,
mm-hmm.
they're all kind of playing ball and they have their money connected. That's why, like, the government doesn't like Bitcoin. Well, even though, like, I don't know. I don't know if Bitcoin is, like, legit or not. But it's just because, like, other people see that they can trade and they can have value on it. And then the government can't really do anything about it. They can't tax it. They don't have control over it. You know what I mean? That's why they're, you know, I think the government's coming out with the Fed coin, which is, like, I think it was rolled out last July. But it was, like... There's some weird name for it, but it's like this digital currency thing where I think it seems to be the way that we're going. I wish we wouldn't, but
I don't know if I haven't read it as much as probably you have. I just like from a really dumb person's perspective and myself not knowing it, I just don't see it working. I don't see it getting legs. I think it's going to happen. But, like, what do you mean we're, that seems to be where we're going? I haven't seen anything that shows that we're going that way. Like, I haven't in my daily life. Like
the Fed coin stuff?
Any of it. Bitcoin, like, I hear people talking about Bitcoin. They're investing in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. I see some companies saying, like, hey, we do take Bitcoin. But, like, in your daily life in the past year, what's happened that you're like, fuck, man, I really need to get Bitcoin? Like, nothing. There's nothing
right now, but
I know, but that's I think what I'm like, saying, like right now. But, like, what is even coming out that's like, hey, this company is going to go fully Bitcoin? Because that's where it'll change, right? When McDonald's comes out and says, we are only going to accept Bitcoin going forward, then mm-hmm. people are going to go, fuck, I got to get in this Bitcoin game if you want McDonald's.
No, I agree. I think that that's how they'll probably start out. And I think that you can see it because you certainly have companies that aren't accepting cash anymore. You have credit only. You have digital services only. Mm-hmm. We've seen that rolled out.
Yeah, but that's what do you find weird about that?
Well, it's just like cash is the it represents freedom. Well, I mean, in a roundabout way. Right. Because we can all agree that like the Federal Reserve owns this fucking country and cash is literally just like a piece of paper that they print and it's worthless. Right. But at least you can spend it without being tracked. Sometimes. Right. Mm-hmm. So like you can, you know, pay your neighbor $100, just be like, hey, you want to go take my garbage down to the frickin' blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Under the table. So.
Yeah, exactly. Under the table stuff. Sure. But like everything going digital just makes more sense from like if I were Big Brother and I wanted to track everybody, I would use like this whole veil of safety and catching the quote bad guys, mm-hmm. like with drug deals, trafficking, all this stuff, and be like, hey, look, these transactions, you can't create a monetary transaction without being tracked. So if you're doing something under the rug and we can see it, and you know, like the rate of AI that it's exploding right now, they're going to have algorithms that can track like inconsistencies within the payment methods. And they're going to be like, this is a red flag. You know, that they're going to have like some, I don't know, fucking trigger thing.
Yeah.
Be like, oh, what did you spend this $100,000 on, Mr. Thomas? I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like it's, I feel like when we talk about this, though, I always feel like it's the government setting this up to be this way. That's the way I feel like what you're saying, that they prefer this and are directing us into that. Whereas I'm on the other end where I say, who the fuck carries cash anymore? You know what I'm saying? Like you were choosing to not carry cash anymore. They're going to take advantage of the fact that we're choosing that. But like that is just. That's just reality. Like, I don't know about you.
I carry cash daily, bro.
Well, you guys know for, I mean, I don't know about Chris per se, but you, Greg, you especially know that I was very against cards, period.
Yeah. You were a straight up Latino, dude.
Yes, man. No, I was, I had a fucking sock with cash in it, in my pocket.
I didn't have a banking history until me and Ash got together.
So just damn close to mine then. Cause I that was about the
because
same
we needed to buy a house. We were going to buy a house and yep. I had to have banking history.
I didn't have I didn't have direct deposit. I always got live checks and went and cashed them.
Yep. Me too.
And put them in my wallet. Literally just put the whole fucking wad in my wallet, dude.
Yep.
But my point is like when you like business wise, working like where I have money and I'm dealing with money. I can tell you that like, it's like 10% cash.
Dude, yes. Oh yeah, for sure.
And so
that's business. I think that's by design though.
By design? I think it's convenience, man. I think it's just convenience.
Exactly.
How much do they use the convenience as a way to get you into it without even knowing they're getting you into it?
Yes, I think the convenience is but the by design. You know what I mean?
Is it?
Like it is easier. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's by design. I don't know. I guess.
But like yeah, hey, look how easy this is, but also we can track everything you do.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, yeah. I feel like the insurance of it is why people tend to not go with cash, right? I don't know about you guys, but
the
I've
insurance
had,
of what?
I have a debit card, right? I've had debit cards. I've had multiple times a call. Hey, somebody spent $700 on your account. Somebody hacked your account. Spent your money. I'm like, oh, that sucks. Like no fret, no, not even dripping a sweat, dude.
Yeah.
The next day, it's back in my account. We're good.
Yeah, but insurance. If you have all cash, no one's just going to be spending your money.
That's not the point. You leave your wallet. You leave your wallet, right? Somebody breaks into your house. Somebody takes your cash.
You're not always going to have all your cash in your wallet.
My point is I have lost my wallet with a large amount of cash in it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And many people have their purse. I mean, how many times has your wife left her purse somewhere? Just leave it in the fucking car. It happens. I'm saying it happens. I'm not saying it's all the time, but I'm saying you lose that cash. The bank's not going to be like, we'll get you that cash back. It's gone. You know what I'm saying? It's gone. So there's the convenience of knowing that it's insured that you can, you know, if something happens, you have your money back in your account. Losing your wallet is, you know, that's a terrible thing, right?
But then you got the situations where I just seen a video on X earlier today where a guy in Canada, Flex might have seen this. I have no idea.
Hey!
But he went into the bank to get $3,000 out of his account because he was buying a car from his friend or whatever. And they they wouldn't let him take his money out of his account. They needed proof of why he was getting the money and what he was spending it on. And
oh, said, yeah, dude. He's like, I don't
need to show you what I'm spending my money on. Just give me my money. It's only $3,000. You have a daily limit of it, $3,000. And I want to take it out. And they wouldn't let him.
That's Canada, though.
Well.
No, that's what I'm saying, though. Like,
but that's, yes, the, but that's the thing. Dude.
Yeah, but that would be, I know, but that
we
would
don't
be,
want that.
That would be cash or credit. It wouldn't matter, right? If we were a full cash system and you had a bank with money in it, like they would do the same thing. It's not.
Then it wouldn't be cash, though.
What are you talking about? What I'm saying is a bank controls your finances, right? And the credit card companies control your finances through the credit cards.
Yes, unless you
one
have
of those
your
people
cash.
Want to. Oh, I know. If you, yeah, but I would say that's 1%. Like
Probably less than 1%.
It's probably less than. I mean, people that actually have their fucking a safe in their home that have all their cash without no bank. Zero bank involved.
It's probably not very
or at least like not all their cash. I mean, you can have a significant like maybe 10-20% of your cash stored away in your vault.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like just
in
case
shit goes down. Yeah, my dad has a safe that he keeps a lot of stuff.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is at the end of the day, if somebody wants to not let you have money, they're not going to let you have money.
Definitely people, any younger than us, definitely not.
No,
no cash at all.
Ever. Flex in the chat is saying cash can't be tracked, shut down, et cetera. It's all by design by using the convenience of it.
Yeah,
when I went to the bank to get $25,000 bank draft, they said that why I wanted it. I said it was not their business. But I've seen videos of that, like of people making fun of it. Be like, well, it's for my sex change. I'm becoming a woman.
Yeah.
And so if you really want to know, my name's going to be Shania and I plan on 3 weeks of at home maternity leave.
Shania.
Like some weird shit.
Well, there's something to it, too, because when we pulled a large amount of cash, I think it was for the down payment. Like they ask you what you're using it for because there's tax issues with that money or some kind of issue with the money.
Do you ever just say pleasure?
Yeah, but you can't take out a certain amount. If you take out a certain amount for something, like there's something to it that is also involved.
Well, most of the time, they don't have that much.
Well, they should have that. But like the
bank, well, like $25,000, they should have $25,000. I hope the bank has $25,000.
But there's usually a limit. Like usually they, they'll come out. Like I went to get my blazer, and that was $17,000. I asked for cash. I just went to the bank, said I need all $17,000. Like why? I was like, I'm buying a vehicle. I need that money. They're like, well, normally, you know, you have to give us a couple of days to make sure that we have all the funds. And I was like, yeah, but not today. I need it today. And they got it for me. No issues. I'm just saying they handed it over. They counted it all out.
Because they don't like giving the money back.
Well.
Oh, yeah, dude. Well, think about it. Because, like, the bank makes money off of your money.
Sure. Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? Like the interest. They take your money and then they make investments with it.
Exactly.
For people that have IRAs or whatever. In that bank, they take the money that everyone deposits in that bank, and that's what they use to invest.
Sure. Well, and that's why bank runs, like, crash the fucking market and crash that bank, because the bank guaranteed does not have 100% of everybody's money that they have in that bank right now.
No. Absolutely.
Like, physically, they do not have that money.
No, absolutely not. That's the issue, right? If everybody goes and asks at the same time. But that's not crazy. We all understand that. We know how the banks work. We're not stupid. Like, right? Like, they're not... It's not like the Wild West where that particular unit had all the city's people, you know, money, and they're just safe storage.
But
it's a wonderful life.
But it also is kind of the Wild West because it ends up getting to a point just like the last crash that happened where they just start making loans and making loans and making loans, and they get so far above of what they actually could even come up with that they can't cover anything.
Well, the loans wasn't the issue. The issue with the loans wasn't that the money or how much money they had or what they didn't have.
It was the interest, right?
It was the interest, and they were giving loans to somebody that had no business having a loan.
Yeah, they were just giving out loans, and those people couldn't pay the loans, and then
they didn't have
the money to cover loans either, so everyone was fucked.
Who didn't have the money?
The banks.
Oh, they covered the loan. The bank just says, like, this is how much you have. Like, that wasn't the issue. The issue was, like, if you make $20 an hour and you're like, okay, I make X amount of money every 2 weeks, right? And then they say, oh, you want a $500,000 house? No problem, dude. Here's at it. You know what I mean? And they're breaking people. They couldn't afford it. You know what I'm saying? But they wanted that loan because there's also the interest rates that they were going to get from the people. If they didn't pay it off, right? That they would be able to, you know, charge them at fines, and then they could foreclose on the home and own it outright. So part of it is already paid for, and they could resell the home afterwards.
Dude, that's what the whole thing was all about. It was a land grab, just like 2020, right? When we had businesses shutting down, we had people moving out of their homes because they couldn't afford their payments, because they weren't getting paid, because they weren't working because of the big C. You know what I mean? It's all a land grab, because it's like, if you have people who can't afford things and the bank is going to own it, who owns the banks? And we've discussed this before.
Land grab, I don't know is accurate, man, because those banks, once they take ownership of that property because of a foreclosure, it gets put on an auction. They try to get anything out of it that they can. And that's
for sure, yeah.
That's how it works. If you owe, you know, if it's a $300,000 home and the bank takes, you know, forecloses and they take ownership, it goes to auction. It could sell for $150,000. The point is just like goods at the store that I'm at, right? If it's a $25 product and I'm getting close to date, I'm willing to sell that product for 10 just to make something back, because otherwise it's a total loss.
Yeah, but then they're still losing money though.
Yeah, but it doesn't, at the end of the day, there's so much money coming in that it doesn't matter that you're losing money. It matters that you're losing all of it.
But that was part of the problem, is because people were defaulting on their loans. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the banks were losing money, and there were so many fucking loans defaulting that it was just out of control.
Yeah, I know. But it's like money being fake. I think all the bank loans are fake as well. That's how I look at it. I do.
Yeah, but
it doesn't matter.
Fake or not.
It doesn't matter. There's so much money. I know, but there's so much money circulating. Fake, real, doesn't matter. So much circulating.
Yeah.
That, like, to them, losing $100,000 on a property is nothing.
It does if it ends up piling up in the bank.
It's fake until they come and foreclose your house and then kick you out. You know what I mean? Then it becomes real.
That's what I'm saying. That's real. I'm not saying that, but the bank's actual, like, sure. The bank's, thank you, man. The bank's actual giving a shit about it is not, because here's the thing. Not only can they not give a shit and they can just go ahead with their day and do more, but then the government comes in and bails them out on top of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but
yeah. And it looks super fishy when the government bails the banks out, but not the people. But right.
Here's the thing though. Just like what I was saying with the other thing, with the cash and the card. I'm like hesitant to go into, like, you know, like a conspiracy behind it, because I think a lot of it is us, and we are trying to put blame on others. You know what I'm saying? Like, the government's doing this, you know, like, not us. It's the government doing this. They have a big game plan. They have a big scheme. And at the end of the day, we use credit cards and debit cards more than cash, with the home loans, with college funds. Okay. People are about making money, man. Well, they want to make money. So they're going to give out loans. And if they can get you to get a loan and you are stupid enough to take that fucking loan, and they're making cash, whose fault is that? Now, you could say, well, they should be more open and honest. But, like, you're signing paperwork, okay? You're signing paperwork. When you buy a house, how many fucking sheets of paper do you have to sign? A lot.
Yeah, but there is some blame on the banking institutions, too, if they're just handing out fucking loans, and then they just continue to default, and then the bank fucking fails because they lost their assets, mm-hmm. too.
Sure. They shouldn't have been bailed out. 100%.
They shouldn't be giving loans to people they know can't afford it.
I'm not saying that the banks are innocent. I think the banks are crooked, corrupt fucking pieces of shit. But I'm also saying, when are we going to also understand that people are fucking stupid? And, like, you should know you can't afford that. Like, those people that got those crazy loans for homes, you know how much money you have coming in, bro. You know how much money every 2 weeks you get and how much money every month you have between you and your wife, or if it's just you. You know. And when they come to you and say, well, this is going to cost you $1,800 a month and you only bring a 24 in, that's your fucking fault, man. I'm sorry. That's your fucking fault.
How good do they look on social media?
The Fed coin, though, like Bitcoin, all that, like, digital currency, I don't think it has to do with, like, the banks making money. I think it's more about, like, tracking, and it's more about, like, the green energy fucking, you know, they're going to, like, say that it's part of, like, this plan, but it's about, like, the social credit score. Because I do believe that we're going towards that way, that they want to bring in this social credit score system, right? And when I say they, you can say the Biden administration, you can say the Democrats, you can say the left, okay? But I honestly feel like the Republicans are in on it too.
Some of them.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, they just passed the FISA thing today. Like, they just continued the FISA court. Like, there was 117... Republicans who also signed on that bill to continue spying on Americans. So it's like, Do they really care? I don't know. Like, it's hard to put my trust into all these people. But when it comes to like digital currency, it's about just the tracking system. You know what I mean? And like, we have the 5G infrastructure. That's what Starlink is helping to build. It's this web of you will be surveilled no matter where you go.
You think you that's, know, what, it's a you think that's what Starlink will end up being used for?
I mean, dude, I don't know. I mean, I could see it being used like that. He already created a spinoff of Starlink called Star Shield and sold that to the military, and they could do whatever the fuck they want with that. So it's like, what? He's selling to the military now. So it's like, okay, well, what? And now he's coming out saying that if you want to use Twitter, you're going to have to pay for it or something like that. I heard something like that. So I don't know. It's just Elon Musk. He's the slow roller, dude. I feel like he starts out like with these good intentions and he's saying like nice, fluffy things. And then he introduces things really slowly where you go, wait a second. What? Why? But I mean, not to get on to Elon Musk, but the digital currency thing, I think, will link back to a social credit score system where it's like, you do this, you get incentives. You do not do this, we will shut off your currency. Well,
that would only work if the federal government adopted its own digital currency, like Bitcoin.
They created it. Central bank.
I mean, like implemented CBDC. It nationwide.
Well, the first step is to create it, and then you slowly roll it out and be like, hey, this is what we're doing. They're going to, I don't know, maybe they'll have incentives. Be like, hey, if you want to convert some of your 401k to CBDC, we'll give you 20% more. I don't know. Like,
but why do they have to do that? Like, that's what I'm trying.
Because then they have control over all.
But they have control. Like right now, like they can track you right now with your debit card.
Yeah, but there's always the option to be out of that with cash.
They can turn off your. So it's just like the truckers. They can turn off your credit cards. They can turn off everything. Like you won't be able to buy food. Your family won't be able to buy food.
I know, but you keep talking about how this is the plan from the government. Is this digital currency? And why do you even need to do that when they can control the whole thing right now? I don't understand. Like, I know that cash still exists, but the fact is most people aren't using it anyways. Like, my point is cash is becoming obsolete. People just carrying cash and paying with cash. It is becoming, we know this, we know it. So like, what's the point of a digital currency when everybody's already on the card?
Because then the federal government would be the bank.
I know, but they can.
They would have ultimate control.
They already have control.
They have control, but they have to go through legal systems.
Yeah, but they're all in on it, man.
Yeah, true.
That's what I'm
saying. But if they were the fucking bank, then they don't have to go through anybody.
I just don't.
They just have ultimate control of no matter what.
But the problem is that you're trying something new that can fail. And so why not just do what we're doing and have, and it works? Like you just said it. The banks in Canada, they shut down the fucking truckers. They literally stopped their accounts. They had no way to get money. That was a huge like squash on these people that were doing these things, right? So why invest all this money to like have this new currency and to try to promote it? Because you're gonna have to spend tons of money promoting this to make sure, because you're asking somebody to switch over to something that's like weird that you can't physically even touch. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it's gonna be easy, and I don't see why they would do it when they can do all the things you're saying right now.
Because if the U.S. switched over to a digital currency, and that was the currency of the United States of America, then everyone in the world would deal in that. And then they have ultimate control over all of it.
Okay. Greg, I know you were trying to say something. I was going to let you. No, you're looking someone. Okay. I'm saying.
I'm just looking
someone. If that's not true.
It's not true.
Because you're saying that like the whole world. No. As soon as they didn't like something we do, they would create their own Bitcoin, just like they do with cash.
In order to do deals with the U.S., they would have to use that.
No, but you're
just like right now, they have to use
the
American
dollar. We have these different currencies, right? And you guys were just saying that there's a threat.
Inside their own country.
There is a threat that they're going to start using their own currency, not our currency. So if we're on a digital currency and they're on a digital currency, there's nothing to stop them doing exactly what they're doing right now with money. They would say, China, fucking Iran, like name it, right? So there's nothing to stop them from going, your digital currency, we're going to fucking can that shit. Fuck you guys. Yeah. And we're going to create our own. It's the same thing.
It's just a
different. Well, China already has their own.
So I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like this, the whole world. No, it would be the same thing. That's what I'm saying. It's the same thing. It's just this and that. It's the same. It means the same. You're by the same. It's all the same. That's why I'm.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I'm struggling to understand why anybody gives a shit about digital currency, honestly. Because it's all just like, we could say all these bottles are new currency, right? That's the same thing. So like, I don't understand why they'd want to invest that much money into creating a new currency when they have ultimate power over the stuff that we are using right now.
I would look up the difference between like cash and digital currencies, or even just like credit and digital currency, and like what you can control. You know what I mean? Because there is more control with a digital currency, right? It allows like the user convenience, right? If I have a digital currency, everything's tracked, everything. Like if I have a receipt, like if I lose a receipt, that's a physical thing. I'm like, oh shit. Oh, this, I'll just go to my historical fucking database here. It's there. I bought it. You see it. So I want that back. You know what I mean?
But you have that with your debit card right now.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, like you can do that through your bank, right?
Yeah. Or
so, I mean, if your bank has that access and you have those services and whatnot. But I'm like, if this thing is like this one kind of app that kind of works with everything. My thing is like, it's going to be so much easier for everybody to pay. That will be the convenience will be the selling point for everything. Like they're going to be like, hey dude, like, look, I just have to like touch your phone and the transaction's done. You know what I mean? It's just like PayPal, but like everybody has PayPal.
Yeah, but
you know what I mean? Like the services exist, but not as vastly as like it would if this were all just a digital currency.
But hear me out. Hear me out. Everybody, how many people on this earth have an iPhone?
A lot.
Most.
On Earth?
Well, I'm just... Yeah. It's huge, man. Samsung, iPhone. Listen, smartphone.
There's a lot of people on Earth that probably don't have
an iPhone. Okay, I'm sure there's a lot. But I'm saying in the functioning, like, modern world, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Western civilization, even not Western civilization. Like, a lot of people have a smartphone, iPhone or Samsung. I have the capability of putting my cards on a fucking Apple fucking boop, touch shit.
Yeah.
I don't do it. I don't use it. So my point is we keep saying convenience. Well, everybody has the option to do it right now. The people that don't do it are not going to
do
it.
Well, that's the point.
You know what I'm saying? Like at this stage.
That's the point. It wouldn't be an option. You have to do this or you don't have money.
I know, but that's if it happens. But what I'm saying is when you're saying people are going to be convinced because of how much easier it is. No, it's already easy. That's what I'm trying to say is it's already
very
easy.
If they did it and the federal government decided, this is how it's going to be, there wouldn't be any convincing. It'd be just, this is how it is. This is what we're implementing. We passed this and now you all have to do it.
Yeah. And as far as like, if it's going to be the same, I don't know if it's exactly like a one-to-one comparison, because like, I don't know the background information of like a transaction. You know what I mean? Like when a bank does a transaction through a car, like a credit card or a debit card, I don't know what that looks like. You know what I mean? Like what kind of security risks they go through, like checks and all this stuff. Like, does it have to be held for 3 days? Do they have to go through like a background check to like make sure that this thing works? You know what I mean?
So what do you mean by that? Like, what does that have to do with this?
Well, I'm just saying like if, and likewise, I don't know if like central bank digital currency would have like a one-stop shop where you sign up, they have your ID, they know exactly who you are. So no matter who you go to, there's no loops that you have to jump through. There's no waiting. It's just, you get to buy whatever you want. It's safer. It's faster. It's, you know what, could be cheaper. Right. So I'm just saying like, they could offer these solutions that be like, hey, look, we have this network for our central banking digital currency that once you log in, you can spend your money wherever and you don't have to go through that middleman of a bank and wait for like all these things. You don't have to provide a reason to the bank of like why you're spending this money. You know what I mean? Because that'll be logged. You know what I mean? There's no approval system. I don't know, but
what's the difference between you having a credit card right now and spending $15,000 at Best Buy? They don't ask you what you're buying. You spend it.
Like if you have money, it probably have to something to do with like
card, you're just,
volume
you're,
of transactions and stuff.
It's basically a loan. That's not your, it's not your money.
I understand that. I'm using that as an example. Debit card. Okay. I got my check in there. My wife has her check in there. Whatever. We got a bunch of money in there right now. I can go spend that wherever the fuck I want right now. What do you mean? No.
There's a limit.
There is no limit.
Like Red Canoe, you can only spend $4,000 or something a day.
Oh, for your credit card? Yeah.
Unless you let them know. Yeah.
Oh, debit cards? Debit cards just go until your money's drained, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard that.
I think at one time you can only do...
If you go out of state, they'll shut it down. Okay. But like, I'm just saying, like, how many times has that happened to you? How many times does that happen to a regular person, right? Like, it just doesn't. You know what I mean? Like, not often, I should say. So not enough to be an inconvenience to anybody. So that what the ultimate point that I have with it is we keep, like, there is no difference to me. So I'm trying to, like, I'm struggling to understand why we're concerned about this at all. Like, nobody's going to be like,
I'm not concerned about it.
No, I don't think, why.
Honestly, I don't think the Fed coin, that's what it's called, right? Fed coin.
Or something like that.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't think that's
Fed now.
Whatever. I don't think that's going to become a thing. I personally think Trump's probably going to win this election. Just based on numbers right now, he's probably going to win based on what we see right now. They would have it. He's not going to implement that shit. They would have to do it before then if they were going to do it, or wait another fucking 5 years.
Well, I don't know. What if they say that there will be no inflation? So like the CBDC will never have inflation, right? So like a price of a pint a price of a gallon of milk today and a price of a gallon of milk 50 years from today will be the exact same. It will never go up.
What was the abbreviations that you used there? The
CBD?
What? Oh, yeah. Central Bank Digital Currency, CBDC.
So that
so
that,
what if they say that?
That is impossible. It's not even realistic. Like, because you're, how would they even have any choice on that? They wouldn't have a choice because if you're making a good and the materials cost this much money, if you're buying local, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, we don't have that. That's not even a thing. Like, I can go get a corn stalk from the local market that's going to be a little more expensive, probably much better quality. Or I can go to the mid-mart or the store and get one. It's going to be cheaper, and it's going to be, you know, it's all
been
different.
Frozen for 2 weeks.
There's no way for them to control the fucking inflation. Zero.
Well, no, like, you can sell your gallon of milk for however much you want, but the price of a gallon of milk, you know what I mean, won't ever go up.
There's no way for them to control that. Zero way for them to control that. Because the dairy farm that's making the milk still has to purchase the grain to feed the cows.
Sure. But I'm just saying, like, okay, something that never changes in price, right? Let's just say like everybody sold milk for $5. Let's just say that, right? If you did that, so it's like the price of everything. But look at like just inflation, you know, as an example, the price of a gallon of gas 10 years ago versus today, right? It's gone up, right? Mm. Because they're, you know, it's because they're printing more money, right? That's why inflation happens, is they print more money and the value of the dollar goes down because there's more dollars, so they're not worth as much. So with the CBDC, you have the limited amount and you never print more money. You basically say, this is it. This is all we got. We're not making any more, ever. And then this is just how the world exchanges shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that's anti-capitalism, right? Because you're going to always want to make a buck on your milk, right? Like there's not...
Well, you still have the option to make money.
You have the option to sell your gallon of milk for like 0.1 CBDC or like 5 CBDC. You can choose to do that, but the value of the CBDC will stay the same. So I'm just saying, like, you as a wholesaler of whatever you want to sell, you have the choice to go up or down on the value.
I know, but here's the thing. Like, inflation is not that. Like, what you're saying is not accurate to, like, inflation. It's not just the fact that the dollar's losing value. That's not true.
For sure. I'm sure there's like other economic
major ones. It's not just the value of the dollar. Major ones. COVID, for example, right? People were not working. They had to stay home. So there wasn't enough trucks to deliver the goods. So the trucks that were delivering were charging a lot
more
money.
They did spend a shitload of money, or they printed a shitload of money during that too. Like government spending.
Yeah, I get that. But I repeated before, I don't believe in any of that shit anyways. I feel like the printing money at this point is irrelevant. In my opinion, right? I know you guys don't agree.
I mean, it still causes the value of the dollar to go down, dude. You know what I mean?
But why are we in the situation we're in, man? If you look at like, I feel like that is something that's like some secret backdoor meeting, right? That no one actually knows what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole, like how they try to explain the reason behind inflation, how the government will try to explain, well, blah, blah, blah. No, the truth is there weren't people working. And so the ones that were open and were producing were able to charge more money. You know what I'm saying?
That's like during COVID.
Sure. But that's not just during,
like,
COVID.
For the past 50 years, we didn't have COVID, you know, and like the dollar has been decreasing in value.
But you know what I mean? Me and Chris and everybody else continues to be okay with it. Like we do. Like,
because don't have any other choice.
Well, listen,
we don't have anything other thing. You know, that's why like Bitcoin is a threat, because they're like, oh, you're going to try to like spend shit with Bitcoin. You're going to try to get off and that's the whole thing with the other countries, you know what I mean? That try to start their own digital or whatever currency. They go, oh, you're going to try to do that? I don't think so.
I mean, part of like capitalism, that is the negative part of capitalism, is people can dictate the market and then other people dictate their market off of those markets. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So if for some reason, like so-and-so drops their, you know, product price by a couple bucks and we're in a business where we're competing and I go, fuck, motherfuckers, do they drop their price $2? No one's going to buy
from us. But that's the problem.
What's the problem?
Prices of stuff is going up or prices or whatever, but it's not like the beginning of that chain is making more money. Their margins are staying the same.
Wait, so repeat that one more time.
So we'll use the gallon of milk reference.
Okay.
Gallon of milk for $5 a gallon of milk. Mm. The original people that are creating that, the farmers, wherever it's coming from,
where it's produced,
are not making any more money off of it because it's now $5 and several years ago it was $3. They're not making more money off of it. Their margins are staying the same also. That's what the value of the dollar is going down. Their margins aren't getting bigger and bigger.
Okay.
You don't think you think they are. They're just the beginning people. They're just like, yeah, we're just going to raise the price just because.
Yeah, because they can. And they do. They do.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal to do.
No, they can say like, hey, you know, we got more labor, so we're going to charge more. What do you mean that it's illegal to? If they can, you're making the product. Let's say we got our
price gouging is illegal.
Amazing peaches, right? She makes beautiful necklaces, yeah. Right? And she's making necklaces and she's selling them for $20 a pop, right? That's way under value because they're beautiful, but $20 a pop, right? And then she's selling them. She's like, yeah, you know, I can probably sell these for 40. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then they sell and they sell. People are still buying them. She goes, put them at 100. Why not? You know what I mean? Why not? What do you mean? When we were selling a house, my grandmother lost the interstellar house right now. And we're like, put it up for as much as you want. Who cares? You can always lower. That's not price gouging. Trump saying his mansion's worth $18 million or $100 million. Doesn't matter. What is somebody going to pay for? That's all that fucking matters. Right? That's all that matters. So what I'm trying to say is, and I have firsthand with this shit, bro. Firsthand. The meat market will say, we're going to sell our brisket for $9 a pound. That's way overpriced. But you know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing a number. $9 mm-hmm. a pound, right? If people are purchasing that at $9 a pound, they're going to stay at $9 a pound. And that'll be the new norm, right? Let's say it went from 5 to 9. Like COVID, we had $3 price increases on a lot of meat products, right? $4 to 7 bucks. Well, COVID went away. People got their jobs back. That fucking price never went back down. You know what I'm saying? It stayed because people were purchasing. They were still selling a lot and they were getting more money from it. And the businesses were making more money sometimes in some aspects mm-hmm. where the margins were good. Like the idea that this all is just like, just a fucking dollars. No, no.
We're not saying all of it is.
I know you're not saying all of it, but I'm saying that that is a piece, but that is, there's a lot of greed also behind
it. I mean, it's capitalism. A $36 trillion piece of it.
So what are you guys talking about now? I just fucking tuned out for the past like 5 seconds.
Thank you. Appreciate that, man.
Well, guys, like I feel like we're going in circles. No one has the answer here. No one's experts.
No, we're not experts. But actually, do you deal with margins and do you deal with buyers?
I have a margin.
You have buyers that you talk to?
Well, like my legs can spread a certain length, okay? And my margin is as big as my crotch. That's pretty much. I mean, I
can't wait. Like, see, it's annoying to me, man, because like when you start talking about this stuff, I don't just fucking zone out and I'm not playing on the computer. Like I'm not zoning out.
It's just like everything's an argument. And like, no, it's not an argument.
Okay. So we'll all disagree that the inflation and fucking, you know, Bitcoin is the way to go.
No, that's the way the future. I don't care about inflation and Bitcoin. I just think that that's like Israel is attacking Iran.
It's not an argument. It is a conversation that people are having because this is something that is in the news and it's something that is being talked about. And your view of what you have come across your feeds is what you're thinking. And my view is what I've been dealing with and coming across my feeds and work experience. And Chris has
this stuff's not in my feeds at all. I know, like, like you have this like prejudice against what my feeds are, but like I don't like watch anything about this stuff. I just like research articles and I try to do some like, you know, reading on my own time.
I understand.
But like, you know, not everything is like a conspiracy. Not everything is like
that's the problem I have though. I know, but the problem is every time we have conversations, like it seems that like it's somebody's nefarious action that's doing it. Like it can't just be that like things are trending that way because humans are trending that way. You know what I'm saying? Like it doesn't have to be that the government wants this to happen because it benefits it.
Well, that always leads me back to the same question I always have. If we are so far advanced and technology has come so far, I've said this before, like our manufacturing facilities are ridiculous compared to what they used to be. Mm-hmm. Everything is like streamlined. We're able to make things so much cheaper. Why does the price keep going up?
Well, some would argue that that's greed.
That's a greed?
It's greed.
Well, yeah. But it's because they're printing so much money
and yeah, so much like money you is being spent like the, that yeah.
it's because, nothing.
To me, like I do listen to podcasts like Dave Smith, who is very intelligent when it comes to the debt crisis and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And the number one thing that he always talks about, the reason why inflation happens is because they spend or they print more money. That is the number one contributor to inflation, period. Because the price of the dollar can't go up when you print more money. It's like the more you have of something, the less value it has. When everything's set at like a dollar is a dollar. If you have $2 now, the dollar is worth half a dollar. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's kind of like with your collectible toys or like baseball cards or something. If there's more printed of that one
totally,
thing or
totally
that,
get it.
It's not worth as much.
I know, but the problem is I can actually like verify, like you guys have said it yourselves that like they haven't done an audit. And for how long have they done an audit?
Long time.
At point exactly. So the thing is if they were doing audits yearly and they were like, oh, wow, we printed this much money.
Well, why do we think they don't do an audit?
We don't know that they do.
Because they know if they did one, they'd be fucked.
What I'm saying is, how do you know how much we had this discussion before? How do we know how much gold we have? How do we know how much gold China has? Like, how can you verify that their currency matches their actual gold intake? How can they verify that our gold matches our, you know what I mean? They can't. So that's why I'm saying that it's an issue, because there is not audits happening. I don't believe there are. And so there's no way to prove that, like, having us print this money that we're going, yeah, we actually have the gold to back this up. What are you talking about?
So an audit for what, though? To, like, see if they printed money?
No, just to see, like, how much money is in circulation gold versus standard. How much we have to cover it.
So, like, an audit of what, though? Like, the IRS?
The gold standard.
The IRS, the Federal Reserve, because the Federal Reserve is the one that's printing the money. That's where we get our money right now. So if the Federal Reserve is continuously printing money for us to spend, and the Federal Reserve doesn't have even close to enough money, then they're way upside down, and that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I when it comes to, like, understanding all of this, because they have, like, I'm on the federalreserve.gov, and they have a print order, right? They have, like, a schedule of when they're going to print more money. But it's like, what does that look like? What's the repercussion of that? How did they kind of try to, like, tame that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, an expert in this stuff. That's why I'm not saying, like, I'm tuning out to you, Dave. But, like, when it comes to, like, these conversations, I don't know that much. So I'm like, dude, I don't have much to contribute.
Well,
so
you
I'm
do, like, though. See, that's what's frustrating. I think you do, man. I think you're very smart. I think you have work history, and you have, you know, we all work. We all have families. Like, I'm not an expert on taxes, you know, but, like, we pay taxes. So you know something, you know what I'm saying? And in my particular job, and what I've been doing for 15 years, right, is dealing with buyers, looking at margins, looking at how much we're paying and how much we're charging, and trying to. And so, and you have experience in other aspects, right, that I don't have, and Chris in other aspects that he'll. So it's not that, like, you have nothing to contribute. Like, none of us are experts, but I'm just telling you from my worldview of it, I don't understand the concern with some of this stuff. I don't. And I don't know that I blame it all on one particular thing. Like, I feel like as a lot of what you guys, I know you're not saying it's one. I know you're not saying that. I'm not saying you are, but I don't think it has to do with just printing money. I don't think that's what it is. Because there's no way to prove it.
I don't think it is either, but I think that's the largest contributor to inflation. Like, if there was a prioritization list of, like, what's causing our problems, like, printing more money is at the top.
But here, let me ask you this. So, like, let's say we talked about that jokingly about the meteor that has all the fucking gold and the fucking shit. Remember that multi-kazillion dollar fucking meteor? It's
Armageddon, that motherfucker.
Right? Like, we could go mine this thing. You know what I'm talking about? There was some meteor that supposedly has all these minerals that we'd be so fucking wealthy, it would be unbelievable, right? Now, hypothetically, now this ties in perfectly. I want you guys to answer what you think. Hypothetically, that fucking thing lands in Nevada, right? It's a giant fucking big old crater, lands in Nevada, and we go,
kills half the country.
No, fuck. Let's say it doesn't kill anybody. That's not the point. The point is to say it lands on American soil.
Yeah, depopulation.
Yes. Yeah. Say it lands on
if a media the size of Nevada fucking.
Hear me out. Like, say it lands on in Nevada, and we are able to get all of the material from this thing. America can.
Okay.
We would all be like, yes, more money would be printed. We have all these new assets, right? What's the difference? The only difference is that you saw it land and we know that it's there. That's it. Because then we could print 10 times what we're printing right now and go, yeah, we got all this fucking gold, right? We could. So my point is like when they're printing money right now, if there is no audits happening and we don't actually know how much money's in there and we don't know how much gold is actually in the vaults, right? Like, how does anybody know that that's not accurate?
Then, like, what is the debt clock? Like, that passed $33 trillion. Really, now it's past $34 trillion.
Yeah, the debt clock
is
just like what we saw with COVID when the death clock, dude. It's the, you know, debt and death clocks. It was a fucking thing that somebody put up there and it's ticking and no one's, there's like, wow, people are dying like crazy.
I don't really understand what
but
that
is. But that's what I want to, like, what are the inputs? Like, who runs this thing? Like,
yeah, I don't know. I've seen that thing, and I've seen it, like, people, like, posting.
Can you go to that real quick?
Posting it and stuff, and I'm just like, what is this? Like, how?
U.S. debt clock real time. Like, these numbers can't be real. Like, this is just like.
Do you have a meter at your house? We all do, right? You all have meters, right? Electric meters that the fucking meter reader comes. And if you ever go look at those, that thing spins, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It just spins around. Now, if you use more electricity, it spins a little faster. if I'm not mistaken. Okay. So it's moving faster. This thing never fucking changes speed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like what is this?
I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. This is a thing to me that just, I think, is freaking the fucking people out, dude. That's it.
Yeah.
I don't know, every single one of these has to have some sort of input, or like you have one. Mm-hmm. So like one of these squares or rectangles could have like a trigger, and then the rest of them are all linked to that one cell. So
yeah,
like,
but a trigger for what? Is this connected to every amount of fucking digital asset and physical asset in the fucking country? Like,
you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't make sense. Like, what? How? And who? Would it be the Federal Reserve? Probably.
I have no idea. I have no idea how this works. How this thing, that thing works. It doesn't make any sense to me. I look at it, and I'm just like, I think that's a lot of numbers.
You see,
it's like the doomsday clock, dude.
It is. It's like any of those clocks. All you're seeing is insane amount of numbers that are incomprehensible to any person, normal person. And you're looking at like 99 trillion, 99 billion. What the fuck? Like you can't comprehend that. Yeah. So you're seeing a huge fucking number with a whole bunch of fucking little dashes and zeros. And it means you're just like, wow, it's a lot. You don't have any clue what it is. And when we saw the fucking COVID death tracker, and every day it was fucking ticking up. Well, we know that's fucking bullshit. We know it's bullshit.
I feel like if you were able to create something like this to live track every dollar in the whole, every US dollar ever made, mm-hmm. and ever, mm-hmm. every time it gets used, at any point in time ever, you'd have to be some kind of fucking mastermind.
But it always goes up.
They have masterminds, but I don't know,
the
man.
But why would you create this and then there's no, like, you get nothing from it? Like, what's the point?
This seems to be, like, government made. But I want to see, like, okay, here, sources. Wait, what? Definitions and sources. Wait, what? What does it say? Okay, so if you like hover over this shit, it'll tell you.
This looks like some basement dweller made this shit.
Like auto sale? Like what is this? Auto sales? That's cool. Hmm. So anyway, yeah, this is just like, I've never had somebody explain this whole thing to me. And I'm listening.
But
like,
how come when you click on like auto sales, none of the numbers change?
Well, it goes to like a different, like, web screen. I don't know.
Like, I know it goes to a different thing, but like none of these numbers are changing. So none of these cars are ever being sold.
This is year to date. So this must be like a stagnant, like a snapshot. Weird. It's like Acura. Ooh. Come on, Acura. Lift it up.
Yeah. Listen, it goes up and down. Like our spending goes up and down, right? Like sometimes we spend trillions of dollars a year. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we don't spend as much as last year. And for some reason, let's say Trump puts a thing out where we spend less, right? Like, let's say it goes down, right? Like, you never see the trackers go back at all. Like that, you know, the debt, I'm not saying it actually has recently, but I'm saying you would imagine that we could get the debt down to 30 trillion instead of 32 trillion at some point, right? But you'll never see it go down to 30. You know what I mean? You'll never see that. So, like, how is it believable? You know what I mean? Like, there has to be, like, ebb and flow, like a fucking roller coaster. You know what I'm saying? Like, some days it goes down. Like, we didn't spend as much today as we did yesterday. That has to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have to have certain years where we make a lot more than we did the previous. Now, the energy with Trump, like, we made a lot more money. Like, did that tracker ever go backwards for a little bit? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think so. You know, maybe, but I doubt it. Every time I've ever seen it, it's just skyrocketing.
Yeah, it's like
$10,000 a second.
It's like $1 million a fucking.
It's just like, who? And people are like, man, it's crazy. Who did that? What basement dweller is making that right now?
So I just looked this up, dude. Like, who created the U.S. debt clock? It says all debt clocks on site are updated continuously to the most precise calculations using complex formulas and exacting standards. And the values displayed are varied from the best sources available. That's all it says. And then it's talking about like some mumbo jumbo. It says America is a proud country with a long history of triumphing over extreme circumstances. The debt crisis and the government, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, what is this?
The best sources. And
so like what's concerning is like, this is the source of truth to a lot of articles out there. Like the Associated Press just had an article saying like, hey, United States national debt hits record $34 trillion as Congress is gearing up for a funding fight. You know, yeah. It's like, okay, well, can somebody explain how this works?
Well, yes. were they directly referencing the debt clock or just the debt itself?
Because well, the debt clock is the only thing that I'm seeing that says $34 trillion. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well, the government itself has to have a number on books, right? The amount that they've spent, there has to be some kind of record of that.
Dude, I don't know. I don't know if it does. I mean, because like if it's not being audited, like does it?
But that's like the entire, what you just said, I think is the entirety of my passion, if you will, for this whole thing is that like, and this is not just you, right? This is everything. Like, people are using certain things or certain people or certain debt clocks or certain things to assume that all this is based off of this. Like, the fucking debt clock says we're fucking, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We don't even know the source.
Well, to be
of
fair,
that.
I mean, to Chris's point, it could be like actually calculated on another website. You know what I mean? Like, the Federal Reserve could have something with this somewhere and they're not using this cheesy ass fucking website. You know what I mean?
If you look at that thing and it says, you know, debt, it says credit card use, fucking bankruptcies. If they're able to have all that information, then everything I was saying earlier is factual. They already have total access to everything that you're talking about. Because yeah. On that site, it said like how many foreclosures there have been, how many fucking, you know, negated bills were not paid. I mean, look at this shit. Total worker compensation. How the fuck do they even know that instantaneously? How do they know that I just got a $1,000 raise or some shit? You know what I'm saying? That's why this is just not believable. Total personal debt skyrocketing per student, per credit card debt, per hold, Social Security. I mean, that stuff I can understand that they would know. But like, if you look down here, there's household assets, $161 billion or trillion or whatever the fuck.
How do they know? What are they considering an asset?
That's what I'm saying. Either this thing is complete farce or they actually do have access to all our shit, which would prove that like any other currency is dumb anyways, because like they already have it. They already have all the stuff they need on us. They have total control and view of our entire fucking life right in front of us right now. And so that's what I'm coming at. That's what I'm coming at. You know, trade deficit with China, U.S. trade deficit period. How many millionaires there are, like Medicare enrollees, like all this stuff is instantaneous.
Like, well, and they have all this stuff too, like average new car in 2000, $22,000.
But
average
like, new car now, let's be 50, honest, 000. Dude. Like this usdebtclock.org could be a total bunk of shit.
I get you. And it probably is, Greg, but there are clocks that have a very similar situation that are supposedly better and they're still racking up these numbers. Like, I don't know how you know that instantaneously. That's what I'm saying. U.S. homeless, 613,214. Oh, not 15?
Have you counted all the homeless people?
Portland has no idea how many people they have homeless in their fucking city. There's no way to know it. There's no fucking way to know that information. Unless they do. And then at that point, well, all the stuff we're talking about is like null and void because they already have everything they ever could use for us. You know what I'm saying? Down to the one homeless person.
Well, yeah, then at that point, we're all fucked anyway, and there's nothing we can do about it.
It's not about being fucked. It's just like, it is what it is, right? We sign up for this shit. We
didn't sign up for it.
Yeah, you did. You bought a phone. You acknowledge that, like, your data
will
be born
into this. We weren't.
Yeah, but you don't have to have it. You don't have to have a phone. But we want one. We like it. But I'm saying we all signed the contract, right? And they can share your data. And we accept that. We accept it. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, if something is free, then you are the product, right?
Yep.
Isn't that the saying?
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. And more times than not, to end it, for me, is that people are more than happy to sign up for that shit. You know what I'm saying? They are.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Including ourselves, including everyone here. We all have streaming services. We all have phones of some kind. And we're signing our fucking data away every time we do that shit. I don't
understand the whole that kind of data shit anyway.
That's exactly what they want, dude. Yeah, he doesn't get it. This is great because we can just look at all his little personal details, you know?
It's about marketing.
Looking at my
actually,
details
there's a lot
what?
Of marketing advantages
it's marketing.
To it.
Yeah, there's marketing to it, man. You know, they look at like, well, Chris really likes motocross. So, you know, we could, you know, advertise for motocross more for Chris. You know what I'm saying? Because he'll like
that.
Well,
they don't. Yeah, the fuck?
It's like your TikTok.
Please
TikTok
advertise more motocross.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. They don't
do
it.
Watch, If you watch nothing but motocross videos on your TikTok, you're going to get nothing motocross. But motocross coming up in your stream, right?
Yep.
Because they know this is a suggested reel based off of some fucking algorithm, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing with your buying habits. Like if you are in the area, your previous buying habits are you buy stuff for motocross and you go, oh, well, Chris, you're near a store that can sell you this gear. And it's like 25% off. If you've been looking at this, because I know you have over on Amazon, I saw your search history. So, hey, you can go into the store and buy it and it's tax free. You know, you're in a tax free state. I don't know.
You get that deal, bro.
You know what I mean? Deal. So they could use it to target you in.
Well, you know what? They're not using it correctly because I don't get any of that shit.
I don't know what to say about that. I don't know. I get stuff. I'm just saying I get stuff where I'm just like, we were just talking about that.
Now no, I get that kind of stuff. I get that. That's kind what of it stuff is too. But like, please give me more motocross stuff because it's not there.
You gotta spend more time looking at motocross on TikTok.
Say Facebook.
It doesn't take long. 4 videos of you just watching through and all of a sudden your whole feed is going to be the same thing, dude.
There you go.
All right.
Do it to it.
Fuck, man. Fucking world's class. Right. Fuck, man. Joe Biden. Fucker.
I had fun, guys.
Yeah, it's
good show.
Getting a little feisty. I like that shit, dude. It's necessary.
It's good.
We live in a feisty world. What's
it's only going to get feistier.
Gosh, dang. All right, guys. Cheers to you.
All right.
Peace.
Later, guys.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.